Are some thoughts bigger than others? Are some thoughts bigger than others? All our thoughts are equally big. There is no bigness or smallness in thought. Thought is revealed in everything we do and everything we say and everything we are. Thought is magnificent. It's sort of like the thought about Lincoln. Lincoln, as the President of the United States, was the most honest politician in America and the most honest man. He lived his honesty. He lived it not as honesty, but it was his nature to do that. And he could not do any differently. And because he could not do any differently, he was a most remarkable man, and the world called him Honest Abe. Now, what kind of a thought is that? What kind of a thought is that where we say, Honest Abe? What kind of a thought is that where we have this attitude so beautifully put forth in our world? There is no bigness or smallness in thought. When Lincoln was president, he faced many issues that every president seems to face. Not the same ones, but big issues for their time. And the issues that are faced are rather difficult, rather complex, rather demeaning. And you sort of buy and sell through the congressmen and through the senators and so forth to get things done. And as you do that, you sometimes, sometimes people think that what you're doing is you're saying, my issue is so important that I'm willing to give in to an issue that's not so important so that my issue can go through. Well, there are no big and are no small issues. All of them are equal in reality. All of them are thoughts that have no size to them. They just are. If we could all take a point from Abraham Lincoln, from the issues of Honest Abe, and look at life and look at it for its values. He was the finest president. And why was he the finest president? What did he do that made him the finest president? What did he do that made him into a most outstanding man and a most outstanding president? Well, what he did was he was himself at all times. He was himself at all times. He was living his life in a beautiful manner that brought forth the values that he believed in. Now, he was a lawyer, and he knew the rules, he knew the laws, and he lived by the laws. And he was a most exquisite, most remarkable man. And the things that he did sounded so big and so noble. But truly, are some thoughts bigger than others? All thoughts are just concepts, are just an idea. And by saying just is not to belittle them, but they stand alone. And perhaps that's the word for them. They stand alone and are taken on issue on themselves. Each thought is taken on issue by itself, and we are ready to stand by that thought. There is no bigness. There is no smallness in thought. Thought is. What attitude do you give to thought? What attitude do you give to what you think thought is all about? What attitude do you give to thinking about what thought is and what thought can do and what thought reveals in your life and in your world? This is the matter now. Is one thought more important than another? By bigger, is it more valuable? Is it more notable? Or can we be honest in the little things and honest in the big things? Can we be honest like Honest Abe in all things? George Washington, they say, cut down a cherry tree, and his father came home and says, who cut down the cherry tree? And George went to his father and said, Dad, I cannot tell a lie. I cut down the cherry tree. Now, that sort of went along with the attitude about George Washington of being an honest man. Well, what goes along with the attitude of our friend Abraham Lincoln being an honest man? What goes along with the attitude of Abraham Lincoln being a most remarkable, outstanding being? What goes along with that attitude of him and how he lives? Well, what goes along with the attitude of how he lives and how he is the fact that there were no large and no small issues. All thoughts were both given equal attention, and he took concern about everybody and everything that was in his world, and he did a beautiful job of it. Now, can you, can I, do a beautiful job in our world? Can we live in such a way that our life is an example of what we believe? It is. Can we allow one thought to take a contrary point of view when we are having anything at issue? I like me. Now, are there times that you don't like yourself? Are there things that you do at times that you're not proud of? Are there things you do at times that are not something that a person that would say, I like me, would say? If ever we allow ourselves to get off the track, when we are on the track, then we're in trouble. When we are on the track and we say, I like me, that means we like ourselves. On that track, we like ourselves totally. As Lincoln would not think of being dishonest, even though some things might appear that way, he lived in pure honesty. He lived in pure rightness. He lived in truth. Now, if you say, I like me, and you do something that is not, I like me, then what are you doing? You are putting causes in motion to bring about an effect that is going to be sort of irrational, because it is not going to be an I like me cause. And when you have causes that, if you say I like me and you live like I like me, if you say I like me, I have a lovely body, I have a lovely home, I have a lovely life, I live in my happiness, I live in my joy, I live in my peace, I am fantastic, and live it. And someone comes up to you and says, how are you today? And you say, oh, I'm feeling fine. They say, well, really, how are you feeling? Well, I'm 90%. I'm 90% feeling just great. We cannot allow ourselves for 1 second to say 90%. We have to say 100%. Regardless of the appearances, regardless of anything at all, there is no bigness, there is no smallness. We are always 100%. All thoughts are done, and we are the ones who have made them happen. I give importance to any thought, and that thought has the importance that I give to it. That thought has the importance that I place upon it. And I place upon the thought, I like me, as being the most noble, wonderful, fantastic thought I can have for myself. I place upon myself the thought that I am divine order right now. I live in divine order right now. Every organ, action, function of my body is in divine order right now. My thought is in divine order right now. Everything I say is in divine order right now. And as I say these things, I empower these things. And as I empower these things, I live these things. There are no thoughts that are bigger or smaller. There are no thoughts that are better or more important. All are of equal importance. And it's important for me to speak my word and think my thought and live in that importance. As Lincoln was the most honest politician in America, and as he was the most honest man, and the nation calls him Honest Abe, does it think of any error he made? Does it think of any lack of honesty that he had? Does it think of anything that is imperfect about him? Not at all. Not at all. For this is who we are. This is the reality we are. And this is all that matters about what we are. Today, join with Abraham Lincoln and live in his all thoughts are of equal importance. There is no bigger thought or smaller thought. There is no more important or less important act that you do as you are being yourself. But as you're being yourself and you're living up to your attitude about yourself, you are the most honest man in the world. You are truthful. You are loving. You are gentle. You are kind. You are the desire of reality fulfilled in all beings. And that is all it's all about. That's all that everything in our life is all about. There are no big thoughts. There are no less important thoughts. All thoughts are of equal importance. And all thoughts are, for me and for you, pure honesty in every way, shape, and form. And so I say to Abraham Lincoln, "Hi, Honest Abe, how you doing?" I say to you, "Hi, Honest You, how you doing?" And I say to me, "Hi, Honest Me, how you doing? I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you."